to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcast. And please share those on social media while you're there. There's tons of great writers and articles up on America Out Loud, and it is updated daily. You guys do not want to miss out. Head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com. And of course, we always appreciate it when you share the broadcast or the articles from the website. You know, Rob, something that's caught my attention in this last week or so, especially, is you've got guys like Neil Young and Howard Stern, people who made their careers off of being anti-government and anti-censorship. They're now demanding censorship, and it seems like they're just shills for this Biden administration. Neil Young has recently stated that if Spotify does not take Joe Rogan's podcast off of their network, he will demand that they remove his music from the network. This is the same Neil Young that I believe has 12 or 13 anti-government songs. And now here he is shilling for the Biden administration, claiming that this information and Dr. Malone and Dr. McCullough appearing on Joe Rogan is misinformation. Like, Neil Young is anyone to say that anything that these guys have to say is misinformation? Like, he knows better than a doctor. And then you've got Howard Stern, who is the most vulgar guy on the radio for several decades. And now you have him just a complete sellout. I think it has a lot to do with age, and these guys want their legacy to be remembered fondly. In particular, Howard Stern, you look at all the vulgar and racist things he's done in the past. He's trying to change his image. He wants to be remembered by the liberal media in a positive light. And he's completely sold out from what he used to be. It's a total disappointment. I used to listen to the Stern show occasionally. Now I would never listen to that show. It's absolutely horrible. And yeah, it's just a real shame to see what's happened to these entertainers. I'm fired up about it. But Rob, how are you doing tonight?
Andrew, I'm good. And I'm fired up also. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in tonight. And as we always say, please feel free to share the broadcast, because you never know when we will be silenced. You never know when we will be platformed, because someone will feel as if though that we're saying something that they don't like, and they will title it misinformation. But as you said about Neil Young and Howard Stern, I have them written down here in my prepping notes. I wanted to mention them. I don't know what songs Neil Young sings. I have heard of Neil Young before. But as you said, he's made a career off of anti-government songs. Most of the people that listen to Neil Young own guns. So why now is he coming out saying, we want to silence Joe Rogan? If you don't want to listen to Joe Rogan, then turn off your radio. Turn off your podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast and your music on your radio, just turn it off. Why do you want to keep that or deny others from listening to him? The same with Howard Stern. Howard Stern started to slip when he decided he wanted to be a judge on, I think, America's Got Talent. I think he might have been on the show American Idol also, but definitely America's Got Talent. Like, how does that mix in with him? And when he was there, he left the show because he said that he couldn't feel as if though he could deny people their right to go out and seek their dreams. I knew then that he was becoming a sellout. And it probably has to do with he's looking at his life over the past several decades, whereby he's been a complete, some would say, asshole. And now he wants to change, because now he wants to go to these social parties that the lefties have. He wants to sit amongst the lefties and drink martinis, and for them to say, oh, they're seeing his virtues. Oh, you're so smart, Howard.
Yeah. And just to comment on that, Howard Stern, when he started going downhill, was when he remarried to his current wife, who he's married to now, Beth Ostrowski, who was a model before she got with Stern. And she's about, I don't know, 25 years younger than he is. And her total goal seems to be tight with these celebrities like Jimmy Kimmel and get invited to all these Hollywood parties. So that's the scene that Howard Stern currently wants to be a part of, to appease his wife and, like we're saying, to save his reputation.
Right. He wants to go out. He wants to be seen, the glitz and the glamour, because that's part of the in crowd. But who's going out now? The past year and a half or 24 months, who's been going out to different parties since we've been locked down? Well, I'll tell you who the people in Hollywood. They're telling you to stay inside, but they're going out. And then when you go out, they want to attack you. Oh, this isn't right. You're wrong. You're doing the wrong thing. But the whole notion of counseling people because of misinformation, and they're the ones who are the purveyors of misinformation. I mean, Howard Stern is even alluding to that maybe he should run for president, attacking Trump. The guy is an idiot. He's a dummy. He's a this. He's a that. It's like, but he appeared on your show how many times? And you didn't realize it then what you're saying now that he was an idiot or he was a dummy? So where did this great epiphany come from? It all has to do with, as you said, Andrew, wanting to be in the in crowd. His new wife is probably, well, I want to go out and I want to be seen. I want the paparazzi to take my pictures. I mean, if you go back and listen to some of the things on his show, the best of Howard Stern, it would make you cringe.
Yeah. Why else would you marry that guy? Just look at him.
Right. Well, she's probably marrying him for the money because God knows he has always had problems with his hair, taming the hair. But I always looked at him as being a shock jock. Some of the things that he was saying, I didn't necessarily agree with them. I thought they were funny, but I didn't take him seriously because I just viewed him as a shock jock. So when other people were trying to cancel him, get him kicked off of Sirius and the other radio platforms, I'm like, leave the guy alone. I don't like him, but if you don't want to listen to him, just turn your channel. But people would tune in because they wanted to hear what he has to say. Now, I don't know how smart he is. Simply because he gets on the radio and he says a lot of crude things and he doesn't back down doesn't equate being smart. But in today's society, apparently it does. Whereas you have Joe Rogan, who goes and he does research, he brings people on his show and they talk about the issues, whether you agree with them or not. And right now the whole thing is over the vaccine. And for some reason, the left are so touchy when it comes to the vaccine. They freak out when you talk about the vaccine and, you know, maybe we shouldn't trust the vaccine. I was having a conversation with some relatives of mine. We were texting each other and I was saying how there's supposed to be another variant that's coming up. And we're just going backwards and forward. And I said, you know, why is it that Africa that isn't taking the vaccine, we don't see a huge surge there of the virus? Could it be that they're just letting natural immunity take place? What is it about Africa that they're doing right that we're not doing? Then someone said, well, let's take all the vaccines that the Americans don't want to take and send it to Africa. Well, they would probably say, well, I don't want it. So what is it about Africa? Well, no one can tell you, but whatever they're doing it right. But you have these other individuals who are saying that if you say anything about it, that's misinformation. So Neil Young wants to attack Joe Rogan for having guests on the show to say, we need to put the pause on this. Let's put the brakes on it. We're trying to rush it to our children. And we talk about this all the time on the show because it's important that we talk about it. You look at Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fraud, Dr. Frankenstein. He knows that he's wrong. He knows that some of the things that he said just aren't true. And let's say that at the time he thought that it was true, but he's changing. Why can't he say that? Why aren't we labeling what he's saying misinformation? And this man has changed his story about the virus more times than not, but he's never called out. No one ever says anything to him about it. It's as if though it's okay. When we know he has changed his opinion on more than one occasion. And all he has to do is just come out and just say, okay, guys, I got it wrong. We're moving in a different direction. But they want to attack him, but they will attack someone like Joe Rogan. They will attack someone like you and I, Andrew, get us kicked off platforms because they don't like what we're saying. Now, just imagine if we were on Twitter right now. We would probably already be kicked off yet again because they don't like what we're saying about the vaccine. And the only thing we're saying is that we should be able to get a second opinion. Is the vaccine what they say it is? But going back to what I was having this conversation with my family, and we were texting, and then someone said, well, you know, people would take the vaccine had it not been for Trump, because Trump didn't take it. I'm like, wait a minute now. Let's not get it twisted. Remember, he gave us Operation Warp Speed when all of the others said that it would be impossible. They laughed at him and they said, oh, there's no way we'll be able to get a vaccine that quick. It's just impossible. But Trump got the vaccine for us. And then once he got it, you had people like Kamala Harris and Joe Biden saying that they wouldn't take it. So why aren't we questioning them now and saying, well, why did you guys say that then? We can't forget about this. And I think that my family members had forgotten all about it. That it was Joe Biden who came out and he said that I wouldn't take it, he and Kamala. And it was the media who said there is no way possible that we would be able to get a vaccine within that period of time. And also, Andrew, if you remember when Trump said that he was going to work with these big companies, Fortune 500 companies, to get us the necessary PPP equipment that we needed to get the vaccine. And a lot of them were saying they shouldn't work with Trump. How dare they? They shouldn't work with him at all. But I clearly remember him gathering them all in the Rose Garden. He had them up there and he said, this is what we're going to do. And they hated it. They said they shouldn't do this. They should not work with him because he doesn't know what he's doing. He's a crazy man. He's a madman. But yet and still, we got Operation Warp Speed and we got the vaccine. And Justice, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Rob, I've been reading about recently this banning of monoclonal antibodies. It seems like once again, they're discouraging any kind of treatment for COVID-19 just so they can continue to further push this vaccine down everyone's throat. Credit to Governor Ron DeSantis. He actually called this out. He says that they have proof that the monoclonal antibodies are working for people. What are your thoughts on them being banned?
Well, they're banning them because they want people to take the vaccine. That's what they're doing. I mean, no, all of them, remdesivir, hydroxychloroquine, Regeneron, ivermectin, they might not work in every case, and you would probably have to see which one would work best for which individual. But just to stop and say, we don't want to use them at all, I mean, and that's what Joe Biden is doing. He realized that Florida was saying, let's use monoclonal antibodies because the vaccine just isn't working for everyone. And what does he do? Short supply. We want to cut them off from making it. Why would they do that? This is a question that the media should be asking. Why are you trying to keep people from taking this? It's a preventative measure. And if some get it, and if they take this, remember hydroxychloroquine way back when this thing first hit back in 2020, and people started saying, hey, I took hydroxychloroquine and it worked. And they were like, oh no, you can't do it. You can't do that. That's dangerous. We don't want people taking that because it's untested. Meanwhile, people with, I think, the autoimmune deficiency lupus, they're taking hydroxychloroquine and it works. I remember a friend calling me saying, oh, I think I'll be in good shape because I'm already taking this. Oh, it might not work in every instance, but why not try it as opposed to the vaccine? The vaccine that many in the media said that is impossible, we will never get it. So I think that's what it is, Andrew, that they don't want to admit once again that Trump was right. And it's okay just to say, you know, he got this right. He got it right. He said that this was just like the flu. He said that we'll have to learn to live with this. And what is Fauci saying now? Well, you know, at this point, we're just going to try to just, you know, move to the next stage and everyone just accept the fact that this virus will always be there. But at the same time, when you're saying that, you're saying it with on one end, but then you're pushing the vaccine on the other, as opposed to saying we need to get monoclonal antibodies out there so that people can take those things also, just like the cold, the common cold. We have cough syrup. We have other remedies that are there. Why can't we have this for the virus? Because we know now that the vaccine, after you've taken the first vaccine, within 30 days or 60 days, is out of your system. you take the second vaccine, it's out of your system. So by the time you take the booster, well, you might more than likely would have gotten Omicron, and they're saying that the booster does nothing for Omicron. So now they're back at their in the night scientist's office trying to come up with another vaccine. And again, you don't know which COVID strand you had. You don't know if you had the original COVID. You don't know if you had the Delta. You don't know if you had Omicron. And there's probably a few others that are there. And now we hear that there's some more on the horizon.
Yeah.
But no one is stopping to say, wait a minute, let's just really look at this. But instead, you have people like Neil Young and Howard Stern. And Andrew, they're really taking offense. They're really taking offense to anyone who says that, you know, I don't think this vaccine is for me. For Neil Young to come out and say, I'm going to do an open letter. Open letter for what? Who are you? And if you want to play my music, you can't have my music and Joe Rogan. And then curly hair, Howard Stern, probably in his late 60s, he's coming out. Well, these people, let them die. Even people on The View, I heard Whoopi Goldberg was saying, let's separate people, the vaxxers and the non-vaxxers. And Andrew, we called this a couple of shows ago. We called it that it was going to get to that, the vaxxers versus the non-vaxxers, because they were already accusing people that had not taken the vaccine of giving it to the people that had the vaccine. Now, you see how they flipped that script so subtly, and no one is calling them out and saying, wait, that doesn't make any sense. Because if I'm protected, how is it that you're giving me the virus when you haven't been boosted or taken the shots?
Yeah. And the scary thing about censorship, going back to Neil Young, I mean, I'm sure if Spotify had a choice whether they'd rather have Joe Rogan or 70-year-old Neil Young on their platform, they're going to pick Joe Rogan each and every time. But here's the thing. What if a bunch of other musicians start piling on now and say, oh, well, take us off Spotify too if you don't take off Joe Rogan? And at some point, it could end up hurting their bottom line. So, this just censorship and cancel culture, it's out of control and completely ridiculous.
Well, Andrew, it's in the works. But look at what they did to the singer, Eric Clapton. He came out against it, and they were saying, oh, he's nutty. Anyone who says anything to the contrary of what they believe, they will immediately attack them in the most vicious way, saying that they're nutty, that they're crazy. They're from the cult of this. It's always an occult. And I go back and I look at the videos, the clippings of the left when this thing first came out, and how they doubted a vaccine. They doubted everything. And how Fauci even said that not to worry about the virus, that it was like the common cold. So many people said it. And now they're attacking other people for saying, wait a minute, you guys told us this. Andrew, I just want to play really quick. I want to play the clip of the media poo-pooing the virus and the vaccine, rather, and saying that it's impossible that we'll get a vaccine within 2 months' time, and that it'll take 10 years. You had everyone from MSNBC, CBS, Washington Post writing about it, saying that it's impossible. And then once it came out, like I said, you had Kamala saying, don't take it. Roll the tape, please.
We'll have a vaccine by the end of this year. Is that possible in your view?
Oh, Brian, you know what? Another day of POTUS in Wonderland here.
That's an ambitious timeline, and many health experts aren't so sure it's achievable.
Experts are warning that kind of timeline may be overly ambitious, and some have even argued it's perhaps dangerous.
Will we get the best vaccine in this timetable, or will we just get a vaccine?
A coronavirus vaccine, Trump says it could come out this year, this sort of, you know, happy talk that he's doing about a vaccine. Experts say he'd be in need a miracle to be right.
Let's just say there's a vaccine that is approved and even distributed before the election. Would you get it?
Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us. I will say that I would not trust Donald Trump, and it would have to be a credible source of information that talks about the efficacy and the reliability of whatever he's talking about.
I trust the scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump. And at this moment, the American people can't either.
There it is. Even Joy Reid coming in and saying, oh, isn't he's crazy. He's a madman. that President Trump is a madman for saying that he could get the vaccine. I don't understand these people. I don't understand it. They were the ones who said it. They were the ones who created doubt. It's complete chaos out there, Andrew. Complete chaos, and it's all coming from the left. And it's so unfortunate that they control so much that they're able to cause harm to other individuals. There are so many doctors out there, and we talked about this the other night with Jeff Dornick. There are so many doctors that are out there that don't necessarily agree with Dr. Fauci. They don't agree with him at all. Dr. Marty Marquet, he does not agree with Dr. Fauci. But yet still, Fauci has the platform. So you have all these his acolytes that are surrounding him to protect him. And I would put Neil Young and Howard Stern, Whoopi Goldberg, the entire liberal media, in that bowl of acolytes worshiping Dr. Fauci and wanting to silence people and shut them down when they come up with something different. And it's not people that are just making up things whole cloth, Andrew. These are professionals that are saying, we need to put the brakes on this. This doesn't make a whole lot of sense. There's another guy who's written a book, I think it's Bernstein, Andrew Bernstein, but he's really good. And I was looking through the book, and he raises a lot of valid points that things that we need to look at when it comes to this vaccine. But the people on the left won't hear nothing of it. You can flip on a channel at any given point in time and you will hear them saying, big tech needs to silence anyone on the right. The Biden Surgeon General, I can't think of his name, but I saw him on MSNBC and CNN saying that big tech needs to do more to silence disinformation. Well, who's defining disinformation? Another word that they've come up with, another sexy word that they're trying to use against people to silence them. It's just disinformation. Then you have these knuckleheads, these musicians and talk show hosts, and what do you call Howard Stern, a shock jock?
Yeah.
Who's doing the same thing?
Yeah.
Wanting to silence voices.
And when you have a liberal actor or musician, does that take away from their music for you? For me, for example, I'm very conflicted because my favorite band is Pearl Jam. And of course, their lead singer, Eddie Vedder, is like best friends with Barack Obama. And it's just horribly, horrible politically. And for a while, I didn't listen to any of their older music or anything like that. But I've kind of said to myself, you know what? I'm not going to let their horrible political stance take away from something that might entertain me. So I just obviously wouldn't pay for any of their material anymore. But I still do listen to the old CDs and whatnot. But Rob, can you get over an entertainer's political views and still enjoy them?
No, I can't. I admit it, I can't. That's one of the reasons why I don't watch a lot of movies on TV or go to the movies. I can't get beyond it. If it is a person who's espousing all this craziness, I can't watch it. What's her name? Alyssa Milano. She has a new, I think, a horror flick or psychological thriller on Netflix. I can't watch it. It looks good, but I can't watch it because every time I see it, I can't see her getting into the role. I see her coming out and protesting. I just can't get with it. It bothers me, especially if what you're saying, if your views make absolutely no sense.
It really
a lot of musicians are the same way. I can't listen to them. I can't listen to John Legend. Only like a few of his songs, but I can't, because I keep hearing his silly wife come out saying dumb things. And
man,
that's basically what they're doing.
That guy, when I see him or his wife on TV, it just makes me angry. I dislike them so much.
Well, yeah. I mean, because they espouse these crazy ideas and then they want to attack other people. And it makes you wonder, where is this coming from? Like, why can't we all just say, okay, you believe this, I believe that, but wanting to attack people so viciously and to end their livelihood and to think nothing of it. Like I said, you had the Biden Surgeon General on TV just calmly saying, yeah, we need to fight this disinformation, and big tech, they need to do more or a better job in doing it and silencing these people because they know that big tech has a lot of power. And I remember when Trump was in office, people would attack him and say, oh, well, we don't do foreign policy on social media. We don't do foreign policy on Twitter. We don't this and we don't that. And you had some on the right agreeing with them. I'm like, but every time a decision is made by anyone on the left, it's on Twitter. Look at Biden. Every time he decides something, someone is putting it on Twitter. Look at the representatives. They put everything on Twitter. But when Trump mastered it, they didn't like it. So they attacked him for it. Oh, this is so unpresidential. But if you go to Twitter right now, everything is on Twitter. I was looking at the police officers in New York City. Unfortunately, the two officers that were shot this weekend, ambushed, they both lost their lives. And the police chief came on and she released a statement on Twitter. And you see this happening nonstop. You see ICE, everyone is releasing statements on Twitter. Okay. Twitter thinks that they're the universe. And a lot of people believe that, because all this information is released there. And if they don't like what you're releasing, they will silence you. They will kick you off. This is what Neil Young and Howard Stern, this is what they're trying to do by kicking people off of platforms, kicking people off of TV. We don't want to hear them. So if you get rid of everyone, you just have groupthink, is that what you want? And as we've said before, the right has got to push back. We cannot allow this, because it has made its way into the public sphere, it is extremely dangerous. And trying to pull it back and correct it, Andrew, will be just as hard, because you have people with brains that are like sponges that soak up this stuff. They don't think to question it. They don't think to say, wait a minute, does this make sense? They're not doing the research. They're not looking at, well, Howard Stern is a shock jock. And look at some of the things that he said. He's been accused of being a racist. He's been accused of being misogynist. No one is thinking about that. They're going to sing his praises now because he appears to be on the side of the left. Now, some will say he's an independent. Please, I don't want to hear anything about him being an independent, because I told you my thoughts on independence the other day. But that's what they're looking at. Look at Neil Young, all anti-government. Now he wants to come out. Well, you can't have me, or you can't. You have to choose me or him. Like, Neil, who are you?
Yeah, apparently his meaning to rocking in the free world is a lot different than what I think of when I think of that phrase. I don't even know if this guy understands the lyrics he used to write, but it does look like he did take the needle and the damage was done. You're tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health 4 times a day. That's 112 times per month. But by simply keeping our immune system strong, we can stay healthy and put our worries at ease. One little known way to do this is by taking AC11, a patented supplement from a plant in the Amazon rainforest. Studied for over 20 years and backed by over 40 scientific peer-reviewed studies, taking AC11 has been proven to extend the life of immune cells called leukocytes, allowing you to boost immunity naturally. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of AC11. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
As Americans, we seek to form a more perfect union. To paraphrase Abraham Lincoln, we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And God willing, we shall not perish from the earth. AmericaOutLoud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew. And when we ended the first half of the show, we were talking about Howard Stern and Neil Young and how they're now, along with other woke liberals, on a mission to silence anyone that they don't agree with, or individuals that don't or have an opinion about the vaccine, which makes no sense. Now, you turn on the radio, your podcast, TV, that's all people are talking about is the vaccine. And I think we have a lot of people on the left that are waking up and realizing that this is all crazy. Like, we've been doing this for how long? They've been telling us to stay inside, locked in our rooms, and for what? This thing is not ending. You had Bill Maher. Yes, Bill Maher, Mr. Liberal, Mr. Leftist, coming out and saying, I've had it. I don't want any more of your clown show. Roll the tape.
It's just gone on too long. Nobody cares anymore. Last night, the Grubhub delivery guy was eating my French fries right in front of me. I don't want to live in your paranoid world anymore, your masked paranoid world. You know, you go out, it's silly now. You know, you have your mask, you have to have a card, you have to have a booster, they scan your head. Like you're a cashier and I'm a bunch of bananas. I'm not bananas, you are.
There you have it again. What is the problem? Why are you still trying to live in fear? Why can't we just live our lives? Why can't we get back to normal? They're mad at Governor DeSantis because he's not shutting down and he's saying, hell no, we're going to keep going. So what's next up their sleeve? Oh, well, let's pit him against President Trump. Oh, he doesn't like Trump. Trump isn't talking to him. They're mad at each other. How do you guys know this? How do you know it? Fabricated lies, misinformation. We have misinformation, Andrew, all around us. Quiet as it's kept, the media won't say anything about it when they're putting out the misinformation. Look at Glenn Youngkin. He's in office, he and Winsome Sears. And they're holding true to what they said. Glenn Youngkin came in, getting rid of CRT. I'm getting rid of the mask. It makes absolutely no sense. The media is having a knip show. He can't do this. What is he thinking about? Look at Great Britain. They're doing the exact same thing. Let's get rid of it. Let's move forward. People are waking up. They are tired of the lies. They're tired of it. It is time that we get back to our normal lives and move forward. This virus that China gave us will be with us for quite some time. And why is it, I wonder? No one is after China. No one is pushing them and saying, hey, we need more information. Now, I did see a special the other day, Andrew, on Fox with Bret Baier, and he was doing a piece on the origins of the virus and how Dr. Fauci had come out and said that we didn't know what it was. And then they said, well, maybe it came out of a lab. And then he quickly changed that and said, no, it came from an animal. And that's it. It didn't come from a lab. Now, I had said originally that it came from an animal, but I prefaced it and I said that it came from a lab. Someone had it on their coat, went to a wet market, and then it went to an animal. But I'm a strong believer that it came out of a lab. But what did Fauci do? Fauci tried to cover it up. He and his minions. Let's scrap that. We don't want to talk about it. And what did he know and when did he know it with all of his fundings? We haven't gotten to the bottom of that yet. Andrew, there are so many open items here and the media is pivoting and what I'm afraid of. And that is the reason why I keep playing the tapes so that people will know what happened because they've forgotten. They have been so intoxicated over this whole fear thing with the virus that they're forgetting who said what, when, where, and how. So I have to keep playing it because I want people to be aware of what this man said. He lied to us. He told us, wear the mask for 6 months. Then you can go back to normal. Stay inside for a while. Shut down the country. Don't go to work. Work from home. And people did it. Then when they said, we'll get a vaccine, oh, that's impossible. Then we got the vaccine. And then, oh, well, you got to have another vaccine, but you still got to wear the mask. And now they're telling us if you're going to wear a cloth mask, wear a paper mask or a K9 mask up under it, I mean, over it, and then put the cloth mask on. So you're going to just be masked up. Just put on a hazmat suit and call it a day.
Yeah, people don't even know what's going on anymore. I was at a gas station yesterday and I heard someone talking in line and they're going, I'm not putting no damn tube in my mouth or something. Thinking that that's what these new masks are that they're going to need. But yeah, it's just gotten completely ridiculous.
Completely ridiculous, and no one is. People are afraid to challenge them. People, and I won't even say they're challenging them, Andrew. They're just asking basic questions, and that's it. Basic questions. I kind of like. I don't know if you heard about Kid Rock. He's coming out with a song slamming Dr. Fauci. I think that's really hilarious that he's saying, "Hey, we're not doing this. You can take this, you can suck this, but we're not doing it. We're tired of it." And there are so many other people, Andrew, that are tired of the stuff that they're pushing. Now, I want to pivot just slightly because I want to talk about, we had mentioned this briefly the other day, but there are a couple of things I want to just mention here. We are finding out that Nancy Pelosi, who's in her 80s, is a dinosaur, is saying that she's going to run again for re-election in San Francisco. Now, okay, fine. Here's my question. Do Republicans have anyone to run against her? Why is she just running unopposed? Now, you can very easily say, well, because it's a liberal city and they won't win. And why is she running unopposed? I don't get it. She's old as dirt. And yes, I think she's tipping the bottle back as well as Kamala, because when they both come out, sometimes they're slurring their speech. But running unopposed, and we see the damage that this woman has done. And even if no one on the right is running against her, why wouldn't someone on the left challenge her? They see the hardship that she's putting them through. They see what she's done to their city. And this is what scares me about voters, Andrew, because they will complain about a Nancy Pelosi, who's been in Congress for God knows how long. She's forgetful. She's senile. She gets her words all mixed up, but yet and still they'll vote for her to go back in. The same thing with New York City. Everyone is having a conniption. There is an uproar over the violence in the city. It's like, I can't believe this. Yeah, but you wanted Eric Adams as opposed to the other candidates. You wanted Alvin Bragg as opposed to Thomas Kenneth. You knew what Alvin Bragg was going to do. You knew who supported him. Or maybe you didn't, because maybe George Soros just funded him and that was it. But you voted for him. A lot of people voted for him because he was Black. It's time for a Black man DA to get it, because we're tired of the white man. We need something new. So you got something new, and that something new is telling you, I'm not going to prosecute certain crimes. And what has happened? Crime has just like exploded all over. And we talk about this all the time, but I want to keep talking about it because I want people to understand what's happening. Crime is at an all-time high. Carjacking, murders, stabbings, shootings. And no, Eric Adams, you can take the guns off the streets. But if you don't address the root cause of the problem, and that you need to prosecute and or you need to arrest and then prosecute the offenders, it doesn't matter how many guns you take off the street. You can take a gun off the street, they'll bring a knife out. I don't see anyone saying, let's remove all the knives, Andrew. And then let's move to Michigan. Gretchen Whitmer, from what I'm hearing, is that she has a clear shot to get back into office as governor. Now just think about the damage that she's done to this state. Just think about it. Yet and still, Black people will go to the polls and vote for Gretchen Whitmer again. Yet and still, white woke liberals will go back to the polls and vote for her again. When they see their lives, they see their neighborhoods are falling down. They see that companies are leaving. They see that companies are going to the South. They see that companies are going overseas, leaving them without jobs. They will still go in and vote for her. I just don't get it. Why are we constantly voting for these people who aren't going to do anything?
Yeah, it makes no sense. I heard Nancy Pelosi went antique shopping the other day, and they tried to keep her. Pelosi is so old, I heard she was around when the Dead Sea was still thick. She is so out of touch. No disrespect to any of our older listeners, but 82 years old and running for another term in Congress. I'm so tired of these seats being lifetime appointments. You look at Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi. It's just like, no matter how bad they are, they never get voted out of office. It's like, once you're in, you're in. And these people don't leave until they croak. It's just sad.
And that's the reason why they want to rig the elections. That's the reason why they want to change the elections and move it to the federal level so that they can continue to rule. They can continue to do what they're doing. And I know some would probably say, well, look at Donald Trump. If he runs again, he'll be 78. But you look at Donald Trump compared to Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. Look at Bernie Sanders compared to Joe Biden. And I think what has happened to Joe Biden, because he's not the Joe Biden from 2013 when he and Obama left office. He's not the Joe Biden who entered into this race when Bo Biden died. I think that affected him. It was his son and he loved him. So I think that pressure and then having to live up to the party and run, I think that also bothered him. And I remember they said that Obama told him, Joe, you don't have to do this. When they were saying that, will he run in 2016 against Trump? And he said, Joe, you don't have to do this. You can just stay out of it and wait and grieve for your son. But then he came back and said, well, I'm going to run in 2020. And he shouldn't have. He's old and he's feeble. Now, if we get to 2024, and if Trump decides to run, and if he's old and feeble, then of course he shouldn't run. We shouldn't support him. If he's going to be having memory lapses like Joe, forgetting things, pooping in his pants, repeating himself, no, he shouldn't run. But I have the sneaky suspicion that come 2024, he'll still have the same fire that he's always had, the fire in the belly, and be bombastic. I hope he tones it down just a little bit so he can get his agenda across. But you see that no one is talking about his age, no one on the left. Because they know if you talk about his age, you got to talk about Joe Biden. And why is it Joe Biden hasn't had a cognitive test? Why aren't people demanding that? Why isn't the media talking about it all the time? We know that the left isn't going to talk about it. But I would think that the right would talk about it and say, we need a cognitive test. Because this guy is completely out of it.
Yeah, he most likely has had the test and they don't want the results getting out.
That's a possibility. And I could see Jill trying to hide the test. Well, let's not put this out there, but he should have a test. And I thought it was customary that every president would have a test. Now, we're coming up on his first State of the Union address, which usually would have been done by now, but we're dealing with Joe Biden. So they have to take things gradually and slowly. So I don't think it's going to happen until the end of February or March.
Yeah.
But we should have had it before then.
No matter how bad it is or will be, the liberal media will be fawning over it like it's the greatest State of the Union they've ever heard. I mean, you can already see it coming. Yes.
They will say, oh, it was the best. And you'll have, what's his name, Chris Wallace, who's now on CNN saying, this is the best speech I've ever heard in all my years of covering the White House. The flack that he is. Like, really? This guy can barely put two sentences together like Nancy Pelosi. But they want to keep carting them out. And if we play by their book, Andrew, according to them, we shouldn't have old white men at the head of the party. But as I said, when it comes to them, it doesn't apply. And because the right media journalists won't talk about it, we have to talk about it. After Dark with Robin Andrew, we have to call them out. We have to point out, but remember, you said this and now you're going back on it. What happened? It makes no sense. But yet, that's where we are. The double standard. It makes you wonder, like, don't people see this? People should be out in the streets saying, this is not fair. This has got to change. You have these individuals there on the Hill and they're doing nothing but making money. Nancy Pelosi is a multimillionaire. And they're trying, a couple of senators are trying to pass a bill whereby it would keep them from inside trading. Now they're openly saying inside trading. Andrew, if you or I were to inside trade, we would be in jail. We would be in prison. Why isn't Nancy Pelosi in jail or in prison? Why is she allowed to inside trade? And they're openly calling it that. And they're trying to pass a bill that they can't do it. I would think that all of them would say, no, let's get on top of this because we shouldn't be career politicians making all this money, be coming in broke and then leaving rich. We have inside information. You look at the big pharmas and big tech. Just imagine how many of our representatives and senators on both sides have made a lot of money from investing in these companies because of the vaccines that they're putting out. Pfizer's made probably a lot of them, has really enriched their portfolios. But no one seems to care. We just keep moving on. And another thing that seems as though people don't care about is Pete Buttigieg, who's supposed to be the transportation secretary, Andrew. Now, we've been talking about supply chain problem in the country. We now know that in LA, There is a railroad problem with vagrants going in and attacking cargoes. No one has mentioned Pete's name. Peach hasn't come up to take responsibility. He's busy with his twins and his buddy talking about their life together because it's the first. As I have said before, what good is it being the first when you're horrible at your job? What good is it? Well, we just want everybody to know that we have these people in our administration and they do exist in the world. Okay, no one said that they didn't exist. And when I say they, meaning a man, two same-sex couples marrying, who cares? No biggie there. Probably make up a fraction, like a minuscule segment of the population. And you're trying to make it seem as if though that is a population because that's what they're trying to push, Andrew. They're trying to push the man and a woman marrying that is obsolete. We don't need that. We need same-sex couples all over, no genders, binary people, pushing it all over. You have it on TV nonstop. But yet and still, Pete can't do his job as transportation secretary. Pete cannot address the supply chain issue. Pete cannot address cargoes being attacked in LA because he's busy with his twins, with his significant buddy. He can't address those issues. Pete, who was a governor, a failed mayor in Indiana, complete failure. How did he get on the world stage? Well, the only reason why he got there is because he checked off the right boxes, that he was gay, and that's it. So let's raise him up. Remember, some people thought that he would be the first gay president. They felt that, oh, he sounds like Barack Obama. And do not doubt me when I say this, that they will continue to look at him that way. And do not doubt me when I say that he's still looking at becoming the president at some point. Think he's all of 35 or 40. He's got plenty of time to be groomed and then to try to get into office and mess up. But he can't handle being the transportation secretary. He hasn't come out, made a statement. He hasn't addressed any of the issues that we have with supply chain. You go to our supermarkets, the stores are bare because the trucks can't come in. And then they'll tell us, well, they can't come in because of the virus. It's the virus and it's bad weather. Okay, now, maybe bad weather, it'll last all of a week and then it's gone. The virus is always with us. So what's the issue? Well, I'll tell you the issue, Andrew, is that they're telling some of the truck drivers, well, you can't drive here and you can't drive there if you haven't had the vaccine. This is all by design. This is all by design to destruct the economy of this country, to bring it down to its knees so that people would have to depend on the government. And while they're destroying the economy, who's waiting in the wings? China. Who own the majority of our debt? China. Who will secretly look at, oh, let's look at NFTs, let's look at the Bitcoins, and let's flip the script. Let's change the monetary value. And if we change the monetary value, the United States dollar would no longer be the benchmark. And then they will go down and they will tank. And all these woke folks are completely unaware of this. They don't know anything about it. They're too busy trying to make certain that everyone is loving everybody and that we're all non-binary. Meanwhile, Pete is just to answer his call of duty. Moving from Pete to Tony Blinken, he speaks from a place of fear and does not exude confidence when he's talking about the Russia and United States and Ukraine. Not that I care anything about Ukraine, for the record, okay? If Germany doesn't care about Ukraine, as I've said before, and if Great Britain doesn't care, if France doesn't care, why should I care? Why should I want our boys and girls to go there and fight a war and protect their border when we could use our boys and girls here to protect our own border, our own southern border? So why should I care? As we said the other night on the last night's show, is this to protect Joe Biden's, Hunter Biden's interest in Ukraine, to cover up for him or to make certain that he can continue to get money? But other than that, I don't care. And why should you care? They're not part of NATO. And if they were, do you think NATO would send people there to protect them? Why is it the United States? If you're not going to give to us, why do we need to give to you? Why do we need to protect you? Why can't Germany do it? Well, we're protecting Germany with troops also. But why can't Germany send troops through the border of Ukraine and say, Russia, you better not come over here? Well, one of the reasons why they can't do it, Andrew, is that they get a lot of their oil from Russia. And if Russia were to shut it down, boom, they would go down. Now, they're not going to think to get oil from America, the people that are protecting them. We don't want to give anything to those Yankees, to those Americans. They're bad. Yeah, but we're protecting you. So why won't you? So like I said, as far as I'm concerned, Ukraine, good luck, buddy. You're on your own. I don't want our lives going over there. Because what have you done for us lately? You should have called Joe Biden out and just said, no, Hunter Biden is on the payroll here on some oligarch. And Andrew, where is Hunter Biden? Where is he hiding? I guess he's hiding somewhere with Bill Clinton. Two scandalous men. They don't want to get out there because they're afraid if they get out there, someone would have to talk about them. And the media would have to spin it a little bit. So they probably told them, make certain that Hunter stays behind the scene, he and Clinton. And I wonder how much did Hunter make from that sale when he did his art show. All these things, quiet as it's kept. No one is talking about them. And we're just moving on. Moving on, like I said the other night, marching to war to protect Hunter Biden. Pete hasn't answered his call of duty.
Meanwhile, the Democrats are sending subpoenas to Ivanka Trump for no reason at all in the stupid January 6th committee. And with all this disaster that's going on in the Joe Biden administration, we see the Democrats trying to distance themselves from Joe Biden in a lot of cases. You remember a couple of weeks ago, Stacey Abrams no-showed Joe Biden's Georgia event, and Beto O'Rourke has said he doesn't want Biden's help in Texas. Obviously, they see what Joe Biden's poll numbers and approval rating looks like, and a lot of them are going to continue to distance themselves from Joe Biden going into midterms.
And I would do the same thing. I would distance myself. But as you said, you know, the January 6th, because that's on all of their list. They can't function. They can't talk about anything else. They can't hold Pete Buttigieg accountable for what he's doing because they're so busy talking about Jan 6. And for their base, they all want to know about Jan 6. Jan 6. Oh, and this person is talking to the committee at Jan 6, and this person is talking. They're going to subpoena Ivanka Trump, and they're going to subpoena the New York Attorney General, Letitia James. She's going to subpoena. Well, Letitia, if you have the goods on Trump, why don't you just charge it? Just charge it. I mean, what are you waiting for? She did the same thing with Andrew Cuomo. She came out, well, we did this and we did that, and now he's walking. It's like, are you guys serious? But yet and still, people don't see this, Andrew. And if they do see it, that they'll say, well, Trump did worse. No, he did not. They told you he did. And the reason why he has not been sent to jail is because he didn't do anything. Whereas these individuals did do something and you saw it. I mean, I marvel when people say, well, Trump committed all these crimes. And I remember we had a guest on here once. I can't remember who it was. And we were talking about Russia collusion. And he said, well, you know, if they just gave them a little bit more time, they would have found something. Found what? What were they trying to find? Bob Mueller knew that it was a scam. It was misinformation. And when we take the House back in 2022, Andrew, this all needs to be looked at and needs to be exposed. That it was a lie. And the only way people will believe it is if we go back and arrest all of these individuals. We put them on the stand and they must testify. I don't want, well, we're going to send them a letter. No, I want them to testify. And I want to get a good attorney, if the Senate can't do it or the House can't do it, to walk them through and say, did you know this and did you do this? I don't want all this going into the weeds. We don't have time for the weeds. I want it to be addressed and then I want it over with so that we can move on to the next order of business. But it has to be addressed and it has to be resolved. I mean, they're spending so much time on Jan 6 talking about it and there's nothing there. We're going to get this person. And of course, what's happening is that they know that if they subpoena these individuals, they know that they will have to get an attorney. They'll have to get a good attorney. So they're subject to saying anything. So they're hoping that that this will end and they can end the bloodshed, the bleeding from their personal pockets. But at some point, we've got to look at this and say, folks, this is just a bunch of nonsense. They're taking us down another rabbit hole when we need to focus on real crime, crime that's taking place in our big cities. Crime that is taking place that people like Nancy Pelosi is committing. You want insurrection, you look at Nancy Pelosi, you look at Maxine Waters. You want sedition, you look at what they said and what they did. Because what they're saying that they saw and what they're saying that it is does not exist. It's all gaslighting. They're trying to get you to see something that really isn't there. And we need to wake up and call it out. And the only way it will happen is that if on this show, we keep talking about it and then you share it and then we put pressure on our elected officials and say, this is what you need to do for us. We don't want to hear about going to war, Republicans, that has nothing to do with us. And if you want to talk about going to war, then you need to say, before we go, how much is Hunter Biden going to gain from all of this? Are we going to protect the oil fields from him? Are we going to protect his loot there? A fair question, Andrew. And it needs to be asked and then answered.
Absolutely. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify. We talked about them a lot tonight. If you're on Spotify, make sure you head on over to the America Out Loud page and subscribe. Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you download your podcast, America Out Loud will most likely be there. We're on over 20 different platforms. You can find us Monday through Friday on iHeartRadio, After Dark with Rob and Andrew on the America Out Loud channel at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 on the West Coast. We'll see you guys next time. Thank you for listening. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.